们请一起低头同心默祷。
Let's bow our hand and pray in silence.
Amen. 哈利路亚！奉主圣名，开始我们今天安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, we start a Sabbath morning service.
同时也是我们这两天的灵修会的第一节。
And it's the first session of the two-day spiritual cultivation.
我们请一起唱诗106首。
Please sing hymn 106.
请继续保持站立我们一起低头向天上的神祷告。
Let's please remain standing and bow our hand, pray to our heavenly Father.
哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，在这里祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们天上的父感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
在这个寒冷的日子，你将我们聚集在一起，到了你的圣堂。
In this cold weather, you can gather us here today in your temple.
能够在这个你所赐福的安息圣日，在这边一起来聚会、崇拜，一起来团契。
On this blessed Sabbath, that we can here to worship and have service.
那主啊，你看见我们的心。
And Lord, you can see our hearts.
你知道我们对你有一颗渴慕、真诚、追寻的心。
You know that we have a heart of seeking and looking for you.
你知道我们已经看透人生的真相。
And you can tell that we have seen the truth.
我们知道人生当以何事为美。
And we know what is beautiful in life.
主啊，这个世界上有很多值得我们追寻的地方。
Lord, there are many places and things worth us pursuing.
但是求你使我们能够看得清楚。
And please allow us to see clearly.
在我们努力要营造一个更好的人生的同时。
When we're pursuing to create a better life.
让我们能够看见并且能够营造一个更美好的未来。
And that we can truly see and create a beautiful future.
使我们能够在努力一生之后
And after we have toiled this life,
最后能够安然离开这个世界，
and that we can peacefully leave this world,
能够最后回到你的家中，
and last return back to your home.
求主使我们能够活出一个有意义的人生，
and please allow us to live our meaningful life.
在这个世界上能够好好的服侍你，
and in this world we can serve you wholeheartedly.
有一个敬虔的生活，
have a God-fearing life.
有一个服侍的生活，
have a life of servitude.
更能够有一个蒙主喜悦的生活，
and also a life that's pleasing to you.
使我们能够走完人生这一生的道路，
and after walk by our pathway,
我们人生不留下任何的遗憾，
and that we left behind no regrets,
并且面对你没有任何的恐惧，
and there's no fear facing you.
主啊，求你带领我们这两天的这两天的灵修会，
and Lord, please guide our 2 days of spiritual cultivation.
使我们借着道理的学习，彼此的分享，能够再一次的进步，
and through learning and mutual sharing that we can advance ourselves.
那我们这样子聚会前奉你的圣名祷告，
and we're praying this way before our service.
愿你垂听，
may you listen.
哈利路亚，阿门。请坐。
Please sit.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And brother, sister, I'm peace with you.
在今天明天这两天呢，我们将会有两天的一个灵修聚会哦。
And so from today to tomorrow, we have 2 days worth of spiritual cultivation.
所以在这边特别提醒我们每一位来参加的弟兄姐妹跟朋友。
And here I want to remind all of us who plan to attend.
请在聚会当中把你的手机关掉或者是调到震动哦。
And please remember to turn off your cell phones or turn to silent.
因为
service.
不然的话可能会影响到其他人哦。
And otherwise, would interfere with others.
我们这一次的灵修会想要用一个人物来作为我们彼此分享的内容哦。
And to this special cultivation, I'd like to use one character as a mutual character.
这个人物呢，是圣经当中侍奉神的一个非常好的榜样。
And he is one of the great examples of serving the Lord.
当我们来到教会以后哦。
And after we come to church.
我们寻求神，找到神，并且得到神的恩典。
And we come to seek the Lord and found the Lord and receive His grace.
因为很多人感受到神很爱他们。
And many have experienced that God loved them.
所以他们就想要侍奉，想要回报主耶稣的恩典。
And so they wanted to serve and to repay God's grace.
所以呢，很多基督徒很多信徒就开始学习侍奉，寻找侍奉的方法。
And so many Christians start to learn and look for ways of serving.
但是呢，这个侍奉神不是只有热心就好哦。
And but to serve is not only have a good heart.
侍奉神要学习的。
But it requires learning.
侍奉神有要求的。
And it has criteria.
侍奉神要有正确的态度跟方法。
It needs a correct method and attitude.
所以我们今天呢，要从士师记里面寻找一个人物来做我们学习的内容。
And so today we want to find a character from Judges to as a mutual encouragement.
我们看到士师记的第三章。
And let's turn to Judges chapter 3.
士师记第三章。
Judges chapter 3.
士师记的第三章第十二节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 12.
士师记第三章第十二节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节，以色列人又行神眼中看为恶的事。神就使摩押王伊基伦强盛，攻击以色列人。十三节，伊基伦遭拒亚门人和亚玛利人去攻打以色列人，占据中树城。十四节，于是以色列人服侍摩押王伊基伦十八年。第十五节，以色列人呼求神的时候，神就为他们兴起了一位拯救者，就是便雅悯人基拉的儿子以物，他是左手便利的。以色列人托他送礼物给摩押王伊基伦。那这里讲到有一个人他的名字叫做以物啊。
And here mentioned a man named Ehud.
这个时代是所谓的士师时期。
And this is during the generation of judges.
什么是士师时期
？What is the generation of judges?
就是以色列人历史当中最糟糕、最黑暗、最可怜的一段时间
And it's most pitiful, darkest moment of the Israelite history.
这时候以色列人住在迦南地里
And at the time, the Israelites lived in the land of Canaan.
迦南地是一块很美的地。
And it was a beautiful land.
是神所应许的地方。
It was a land promised by the Lord.
但是以色列人却是在迦南地上做可怜人啊。
But they're living in the land of Canaan as a pitiful race.
哦，在几年前而已啊。
And only a few years back.
当他们刚进入迦南的时候。
When they first entered the land of Canaan.
是浩浩荡荡夹杂大军进入的啊。
And they entered with a great glory.
哦，这个所有圣经上说啊，所有的人都很害怕他们啊。
And many nations feared the Israelites.
所有迦南的每迦南七族，大家都投降了、啊，哇，这都很怕他们啊。
And all the people dwelling there are fearing, fears the Israelites.
因为那时候他们非常非常的强盛。
Because at the time they are very, very strong.
那、啊、可是几年以后呢
？And a few years have passed.
却是谁都可以踹他一脚的可怜人啊。
And they are the pitiful people that anyone can kick them aside.
在这个神所应许的地上，很可怜啊。
And on the land of promised by God, they are very pitiful.
为什么会这样？
And how did they become this way?
这里说，因为他们行恶啊。
Because they did evil.
好，所以在这里给我们每一个信徒第一个教训啊。
And the first teaching for all of us.
我们今天来到教会了啊。
That will come to the church today.
我们今天能够得到这个救恩。
That we were able to receive the salvation.
能够认识耶稣。
And we're able to come to know Jesus.
就好像以色列人荣耀的进入这个迦南美地一样啊。
And just like the Israelites who entered the land of Canaan gloriously.
这个荣耀是给我们每一位。
And the glory is reserved for every one of us.
我们都得到了。
We all have all received.
但是如果我们不谨慎
But if we're not careful,
我们可能会像以色列人一样啊、
哦、Might become just like the Israelites.
从荣耀当中堕落了。
And they have fallen from glory.
变成谁都可以欺负的对象啊。
And they become a race who could be taken advantage by another race.
所以我们今天信耶稣不要信到很可怜啊。
So we should not believing Jesus to a point that become pitiful.
这里说为什么他们可怜
？And why did they become pitiful?
这里说因为他们行恶得罪了神啊。
Because they did evil in the eyes of God.
哦，所以我们在神的恩中要更加的谨慎。
And so in God's grace, we have to be cautious.
哦，能够啊活，能够在恩典当中得享美福哦。
And to receive those blessings under God's grace.
那在这第十五节说哦。
And verse 15 tells us.
他说以色列人。呼求神，神就为他们兴起一个拯救者啦。
And it says the Israelites cry out to Lord, and the Lord gave him a deliverer.
哦，所以弟兄姐妹啊，你们有没有呼求神啊
？And so, brothers and sisters, have you cried out to the Lord?
你们有没有觉得自己呀、啊，哇，这个生活啊，真的信耶稣信到这种生活很辛苦啊
？And do you ever feel that it's very difficult to follow Jesus?
为什么我信耶稣信到人生没有平安
？And why is it when you believe in Jesus you do not have peace?
为什么我信耶稣信到生活当中充满恐惧
？And how come when you believe in Jesus your life feels filled with fear?
为什么我信耶稣信到改变不了我的坏脾气、坏个性
？And when you believe in Jesus you still cannot change your bad habits?
为什么我信耶稣信到人生没有喜乐
？And why you believe in Jesus to a point that you have no joy?
为什么我信耶稣信到这么爱钱放不下
？Why you believe in Jesus to a point that you love money so much that you cannot leave it?
我们有没有想？你想我们的人生到底是活在什么样的状况里面
？And have you ever thought about what kind of life are you living under？
并且觉得啊，我的人生真是苦啊
！And you feel that your life is full of bitterness。
虽然有教有来教会，但是生活当中没有耶稣。
Although you came to church, but in your daily life you have no Jesus。
虽然有拜神啊，但是生活里面没有恩典。
Although you worship God, but you cannot experience the grace。
那这时候我们就要停下脚步来想一想。
And at this moment, you must slow down your footsteps and think about it.
我们的人生到底出了什么问题
？And what kind of problems came out of your life?
啊，在这里说以色列人呐、啊，知道他们的人生有问题啊。
And so here tells us that Israelites knew their problems.
所以他们就呼求神，啊、神就给他们兴起一个拯救者啊。
And they cried out to the Lord, and the Lord brought them a deliverer.
哦、啊，所以人生改变要从哪里开始
？And so to change your life, where can you start?
要从认识自己的生活很苦开始啊。
And it starts from when you come to know how your life is bitter.
从认识自己人生没有神不可以开始啊。
And starts from come to understanding that your life cannot function without God.
然后要呼求神啊。
And then you should cry out to God.
那这里说你呼求神，神就给你兴起一个拯救者。
And here tells us that if you cry out to God, God will bring you a deliverer.
所以我们把我们的问题带到神的面前。
So if we bring our problems before the Lord,
啊，神就要给我们一个答案。
And God will give us an answer.
哦，所以很多弟兄姐妹都有这样的体验啊。
And many brothers and sisters have this experience.
生活上遇到困难啊。
And when they face problems in their lives,
自己想尽办法都解决不了。
And they thought of everything and they cannot resolve the problem.
走投无 路的来找到耶稣
and they have nowhere to turn but turn to Jesus.
来到教会跪在前面
and they come to church and kneel before God.
然后在神面前哭说我没有办法啦
and to cry to God that I have no other way.
你救救我吧
Please save me.
哎，人生就从这里开始有了转换，然后
and life will start to change from this point on.
我曾经有一个很好的朋友啊
and I used to have a good friend.
有一个朋友是做生意的
and he was a businessman.
生意是做得不错哦
and his business is quite well.
也赚了蛮多的钱
and he made a lot of money.
这个人生算是非常不错的、啊，很快乐啊。
And he seems to have a good life, and he has happiness.
结果呢？啊，生意被人家骗了、啊。
And then he was be cheated in his business.
被他的那个合伙人啊，跟外面的人联合起来骗他。
And his partner and cheated him with some other people.
哇，结果一下子啊，哇，那个一下子啊，欠了人家400多万呐、啊。
And for all of a sudden he owed other people $4 million.
哇，原本生活很好，一下子陷入绝境啊。
And he used to have a good life, but now he has no way to turn.
结果啊，对方的律师来啦。
And other people's lawyer come to see him.
拿着那个合约说你欠我们400万啊。
And they brought a contract and said you owe us $4 million.
啊，结果啊，我那个朋友啊，怎么解决都没有办法，找人都没有办法、啊。
And my friend had no way of resolving this problem, no matter where he went.
啊，不管找他的律师啊，找他的谁，大家说没有办法、啊，你这个白纸黑字的合约没有办法、啊。
And he seek advice from his lawyer and his friends, and they all tell him that you can't. There's no way you can get out of this.
啊，结果啊，真的走投无路了，来到教会了啊。
And so indeed he had no way to turn but turn to the church.
啊，那时候啊，他说每天都提早啊，那个聚会前提早半个小时、一个小时来教会祷告啊。
And he would arrive to church half an hour to an hour early to pray.
主啊救我，主啊救我。
And he was cry out that Lord, please save me, please save me.
哎，真的、啊，他跟我说啊，那个祷告完之后啊，虽然问题还在，但是心里平安啊。
Although after the prayer, the problem remains, but he had a lot of peace in his heart.
原本觉得人生绝望，走投无路啦。
And although he felt there was no way to turn to, and no one to turn to.
啊，结果啊，祷告完之后，哎。心里平安、哦、
But after he prayed, he felt there was a peace in his heart.
问题总是可以解决的。
And things can be solved.
神一定会带领我带走过这一走过这个这个困难的。
God will surely guide you to walk past this problem.
那结果他就找到对方的律师了。
And later he found the lawyer of other partner.
啊，结果他说啊，既然我签了合约，那我就认了啊。
He said, I will obey since I signed this contract.
啊，但是啊，这个钱太多了，我们分期付款吧。
Yeah, since this money is a lot and I have to pay this in installments.
那对方很高兴啊，这个平白无故多弄了400万进来啊，很高兴啊。
And the other side is very happy. Out of nothing, they were able to make $4 million.
结果那个对方的律师说好啊，没问题。
And the other side lawyer said, that's fine.
我们回去商量商量，再看呢，你一个月要付我们多少钱呢、啊、
？And they will go back to discuss how much payment should pay every month.
呀、啊，结果他们就走了。
And so they left.
那个弟兄啊，天天祷告啊，求神保护他，保守他的家。
And so this brother prayed every day for the Lord to preserve his house.
他天天祷告，求神给他一个平静安稳的心，能够勇敢的面对人生的挑战。
He asked God to give him a calm heart to face the challenges in life.
那结果很奇妙啊。
And miraculously.
啊，对方的律师走了以后啊。
And after the lawyer of the other side left.
啊，就再也没有回来过了啊。
They have never returned.
啊，我过了几个月，我问他，哎，你现在这个。状况怎么样？处理的怎么样啊
？And a few months later, I asked him what happened to your case.
他说、啊、我们在等呐、啊，等对方告诉我们要付多少钱呐、啊。
I'm waiting for the other side to tell us how much we should pay.
啊，我们在等，我们现在在筹钱，想办法要还人家。
And they're gathering money to make ways to pay this off.
啊，我说 OK， 帮你祷告，求神给你开路哦。
And I said OK， we'll pay for you.
又过了几个月，我再问他。
And a few months passed, and I asked him again.
他说、啊、现在怎么样啦
？And I said what happened now?
他说我们还在等。
He said, "I'm still waiting."
但是对方律师一直没有打电话给我们啦。
And the lawyer from the other side never called us.
啊，过了两年，我再问他。
And 2 years later, I asked him again.
我说到底是怎么样啊
？And I said, "Truly, what happened?"
他说我也不知道啊，对方律师再也没有打电话来啦。
And he said, "I don't know what happened. The lawyer never called."
那、啊、真的，神就给他开了一条路啊。
And indeed, God has opened a way for him.
在那种恐惧困难当中啊，有神作为依靠，人生得平安啊。
And under the difficulty and hardship, God opened a way for him. And become his reliance.
但是这里说啊，要呼求神啊，神才要给你兴起啊。
Here tells us that we have to call out to God for God to bring a deliverer.
所以我们要去寻找神。
So we have to seek for God.
神就要给我们帮助。
And God will help us.
我们要依靠神。
We have to rely on God.
神就能够给我们平安。
And God will give us peace.
但是人要主动啊。
But man has to be more motivated.
今天神常常在等我们啊，等我们哦。
And God is often waiting for us.
等我们什么时候想通了。
To wait for us to think through things through.
等我们什么时候开始学习依靠他。
And for us to learn how to rely on God.
啊，他就要为我们伸，为我们施出帮助的，帮助的膀臂哦。
And he will raise our arm to help us.
那在这里说啊，神为他们兴起了一个拯救者。
And so God gave them a deliverer.
啊，这个拯救者叫做以物哦。
And the deliverer called Ehud.
那这个以物啊，是个非常成功的士师啊。
And he was a very successful judge.
他有太多的优点我们可以学习的。
He had many good points that we can learn from.
是今天每一个有心要服侍神的人都要读一读，学学他啊。
And so that everyone who wants to serve God can read this and learn from him.
你今天想要做一个，想要服侍神吗？
And today, do you want to serve God?
你想要在教会里成为一个有用的工人吗？
Do you want to become a useful worker in the church?
我们来看一看以物有什么榜样啊。
Let's see what kind of examples you would have had.
我们第十五节啊。
In verse 15.
士师记的第三章第十五节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 15.
以色列人呼求神的时候，神就为他们兴起一位拯救者，就是便雅悯人基拉的儿子以物，他是左手便利的。好，那在这里圣经里面讲到的第一点啊，第一点啊。
And the first point the Bible mentioned.
叫做左手便利啊。
And says he's a left-handed man.
那这个啊，以色列人有一族非常的奇怪哦。
And there's a tribe in the Israelites are very strange.
我们知道以色列有十二个支派，对不对？
We know Israelites have 12 tribes.
有一个支派就是便雅悯支派很特别。
And the Benjamin tribes is very special.
特别在哪里？
And what is their specialty?
这一个支派非常非常多的左撇子。
And the many, many left-handed men.
啊，平常大家都习惯用右手啊。
People often like to use their right hand.
但是便雅悯支派专出左撇子啊。
But the tribe of Benjamin often have many, many left-handed men.
他们甚至有一个部队啊，便雅悯的军队里面有一支很特别的叫左手的部队啊。
And some of the troops from the Benjaminites.They all are left-handed men.
他说这三百人啊，左手可以用那个什么弹弓啊，用机旋打人啊，分毫不差啊。
And so all the 300 men from this troops, they would kill people with their spears from their left hand.
哦，所以左右手都可以用的，非常厉害的部队啊。
And they can use both their left and right hands.
哦，所以在这里说这个以物啊，就是一个左撇子啊。
So here tells us that he is a left-handed man.
哦，左手便利啊，左手很厉害的啊。
That he has a very strong left arm.
那在这里我们可以看到以物跟人家不一样啊。
And here we can see the difference between Ehud and other people.
大家都是习惯用右手。
And people often like to use their right hand.
但是他却是用左手的。
But he likes to use his left hand.
哦，就像我们每个人啊，都有一些跟别人不一样的地方啊。
And so just like us, we have some differences from others.
我们在座应该也有一些左撇子吧。
And among us, we might have left-handed people.
啊，有时候有的人啊，用左手用得很不开心啊。
Many times when we use our left hand, we don't use it very well.
为什么？为不开心啊？为什么
？And we're not happy about it.
人家讲吃饭就好了啊、哦。
And let's say eating.
啊，坐在一起啊。
And you're sitting together.
啊，人家用右手，你用左手啊，撞来撞去的啊。
And others are using right arm and using your left, and you're hitting each other.
啊，所以啊，有时候会觉得很不方便啊。
It feels inconvenient.
啊，的确啊，用左手有些事情上的确可能会给你造成不方便。
And it's true that sometimes when you use your left hand, it might bring you inconvenience.
啊，但是以物啊，没有因为这样子啊，就哎呀，好丢脸啊，以后不要用左手，想办法努力学右手。
But you heard it for him, he did not.Take that inconvenience and stop using his left arm.
没有啊，以物啊，以物把那个左手用到很便利啊，很厉害啊。
But he used his left arm to the best.
今天你有什么特点？
And today, what is your specialty?
我们今天每个人啊，每个人的身上一定都带着一些跟别人不一样的地方啊。
And today in your life, we must carry something that's different from others.
有的人很会讲，那个口才非常好。
Some of us are very good at our speech.
哦，有的人啊，力气很大啊，可以搬很重的东西。
And some of us have a great strength, who can carry heavy things.
那有的人啊，那个很有耐心啊，别人啊，哇，这做两下受不了，他可以这样子，哇，一直做很久啊。
And some people have much patience, they can carry on something for a long time.
每一个人的特点都不一样啊。
Many of us have a different specialty.
而在这时候呢，以物能够善用自己的特点啊。
Yihe was able to use his specialty.
虽然跟别人不一样。
Although he's different from others.
但是他没有感到自卑啊，没有觉得说，哎呀，我什么都不会啊，没有啊。
But he did not feel that he's different from others, that he's not worthy.
能够善用自己的不同。
He was able to use his specialty to the best.
并且能够把它练到很厉害。
And to train it to the best possible status.
这就能够好好的服侍神啊。
And this way he was able to serve the Lord.
我们来看一下哥林多前书啊。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第十二章
First Corinthians chapter 12
第十二节
Chapter 12 verse 12
那我们看第十四节啊
Let's read verse 14
哥林多前书的第十二章的第十四节
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 14
十四节说身子原不是一个肢体乃是许多肢体十五节
15
设若脚说我不是手所以不属乎身子他不能因此就不属乎身子十六节
16
设若耳说我不是眼所以不属乎身子他也不能因此就不属乎身子十七节
17.
若全身是眼从哪里听声音呢若全身是耳从哪里闻味道呢十八节
18.
但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上、那这里啊告诉我们啊每一个信徒啊就好像身体不一样的肢体一样啊、
Here tells us every believer is like a part of a body
有人好像手
Some are like hands.
有人好像眼
Some are like ear.
有人像嘴像脚每个人的位置都不太一样啊。
Some are like mouth and some like feet and everyone is different.
那在这里说啊如果每个人都是眼睛
But here tells us if every one of us are eyes.
那谁来做嘴巴吃东西呢
Who would be the mouth to eat?
如果大家都做嘴巴
If everyone become the mouth.
谁来动手做事情呢
And who are using their hands to do things.
所以是神的旨意让每个人都不太一样。
So it's God's will that every one of us are
能够啊，在这个身体上各自善用自己的能力。
And that in this body they were able to fulfill their own duties.
所以啊，我们要问问自己啊。
So we should ask ourselves.
我的特长到底是什么
？And what is our specialty?
我的能力到底在哪里
？And where's our abilities?
并且能够寻找到自己的位置，把它善用。
But rather, and also to fill the rightful place and use it.
那有时候我们都很想要做嘴。
And many times we want to be the mouth.
嘴其实不错哎，其实我也想，我也喜欢我就是做嘴的
And it's quite good to be a mouth.
真的啊，很多人喜欢做嘴啊。
And it's true that many people want to be the mouth.
有好吃的嘴巴先吃嘛，对不对
？If there are good food, then you eat it with your mouth first.
然后啊，懒得做事用嘴巴叫人家去做嘛，对不对
？And we're lazy to do things. You can use your mouth to tell other people to do it.
用讲的比较快啦。
And to speak is so fast.
今天很多人喜欢做嘴啊。
And many of us like to be the mouth.
我还记得啊，我们小时候在家里哦。
And I remember when I was at home when I was young.
我一直记得我妈妈怎么对我的哈。
I remember how my mom treated me.
每次啊，那个吃完饭要吃水果了
哈。Every time after the meal, it's about time to have fruits.
我妈妈都会说啊，有没有人要吃水果啊
？And my mom asks, does anyone want to have fruits?
我们都会说有有有，我要。
And people would say, many of us would say yes, we want it.
然后我妈妈就会说，妈妈也要，帮妈妈也拿一个。
And mom said, my mom wants it too, so bring mom.
所以这就是动嘴的、
And so this is using your mouth.
因为你看啊，大家都喜欢动嘴啊，叫人家去做比较快啊。
And we like to use our mouth because it's quick and easy to command others to do it.
不需要努力啊，要用动嘴比较方便啊。
And you don't have to make an effort because using mouth is so much easier.
但是不能够人人都做嘴啊。
But we cannot all be our mouth.
你要是大家都做嘴，没有人做手，怎么办
？If everyone wants to be a mouth and no one wants to be a hand, what will happen?
就是大家都动嘴，没有人要去做，大家一起饿死好了。
And that means everyone is using their mouth and nobody's doing the work and everybody will die from hunger.
所以啊，我们今天啊，教会里面啊，每样工作都需要有人啊
，and so in church, every type of work requires someone.
就像有人做眼，有人做嘴，有人做手，有人做脚。
And like someone will become the eye, someone will be the mouth, and someone will be the feet.
重点不在你想做什么。
The point is not what you are doing.
重点是神希望你做什么，在你人生里给你安排做什么。
But the important point is what God will assign you to do.
使我们能够找到自己在教会里面真正的价值。
And for you to find the true value of serving the church.
或许我们不是做嘴的。
Perhaps we're not serving as the mouth.
连手都做不上，要做脚啊，踩在底下的。
We're not serving as the hand, but rather serving as the feet.
但是没有关系啊，你做脚是为了耶稣的缘故啊。
But it's okay because you're serving as the feet for the sake of Christ.
你是为了主耶稣做脚，不是为任何人做脚的。
You became the feet for the sake of Jesus, not for anyone else.
所以啊，没有人看到，没有人重视，没关系，主耶稣看见，主耶稣重视就好了。
And nobody pay attention to you, but that's okay as long as Jesus pay attention.
所以求主耶稣让我们每个人能够找到自己正确的位置。
And so let's ask Jesus that we can find the rightful place.
如果你是做眼的，就好好看清楚。
If you are the eyes, let's see things clearly.
看清楚教会的方向，看清楚属灵的道路。
To see the clear future and vision of the church.
如果你是做嘴的
，If you are the mouth,
就好好做你的嘴。
And then be the best mouth.
能够讲正确的道理，能够安慰软弱的人
，and to speak the truth and also to be able to comfort others.
如果你是做手的
，if you are the hand,
好好做你的手
，and to be a good hand.
能够拿起正确的东西做正确的事情
，and to pick up the good things and do the right things.
能够因为你的手照顾教会，照顾信徒
，and because of your hands, you're able to care for the church and care for the members.
如果你是做脚的，就好好做你的脚
，if you are the feet, be a good feet.
能够为了福音的缘故四处奔走，引领人来到耶稣。
For the sake of gospel, you can go everywhere to bring people to the Lord.
找到自己的位置才是真正价值的开始。
And to find your rightful place is the beginning of your value.
所以你有特点吗？
And so do you have a specialty?
你的特点是什么？
What is your specialty?
以物是左撇子。
Ehud is left-handed man.
所以他就成为左手便利的人。
And so he is someone who's good at using his left hand.
用左手的高手。
And he's a specialist in using his left hand.
请问你是侍奉上什么样的高手？
So what is your specialty in service?
我们看回来啊。
And we'll turn back to
我们看回来士师记的第三章。
Judges chapter
3. 士师记第三章。
Judges chapter
3. 第十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
士师记的第三章第十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
十六节，以物打了一把两刃的剑，长一轴，戴在右腿上衣服里面呢、哦。那这里说啊，第二个以物的特点啊
，and his second specialty
哦，他不是他左手便利，对不对
？He said his left hand's very good，
但是他又打了一把两刃的利剑啊、
哦。He has made a double-edged sword
哦，能够预备善用适合的工具是服事的一个关键啊。
And to be able to prepare a good tool at the right moment is a good criteria。
我们今天要侍奉神啊。
And today we have to serve the Lord。
哦，不是只有我自己很厉害就可以了。
It's not that we're very strong.
你说啊，以物是左手，哇，左手很厉害的啊。
And he has a very strong left hand.
啊，结果啊，他要去跟敌人打仗啊，用拳头敲人家的头啊。
And will he go to a battle and hit others with his left hand?
请问他要敲多少才能把这个国王敲死啊
？And how many times he must hit in order to kill a king?
没有啊，他没有啊，他打了一把利刃呐、啊。
But no, he didn't do that. He created a very sharp sword.
哦，所以啊，今天做圣工啊，不要只是靠蛮力啊。
And so today, to do holy work, we should not only use our strength.
哦，有热心很好。
It's good to have a good heart.
想侍奉神很好。
And want to serve the Lord is good.
但是预备工具要准备好啊。
But also, we have to be able to prepare our tools.
那、哦、所以我们中国人讲啊，工欲善其事啊，必先利其器啊，听得懂吗？你要做好一件工作
，in order to do something perfectly，
你那个工具要用正确，要用好的工具啊、哦。
You must use the right and good tools。
啊，我昨天呢、啊、去一个弟兄那边修车哦。
And yesterday I went to a brother's place to fix my car。
我好好的被他给教导了一顿啊。
And I have been taught a lesson。
啊，我到他那边去啊，我跟他讲说，哎呀，这个电池好难换啊。
And I told him that the battery is so hard to change.
哦，我想自己换电池啊，那个设计车子设计很奇怪，我拆了快一个小时拆不下来啊。
And I was trying to exchange the battery, and I spent an hour. I couldn't take it out.
他就这样子看着我。
And he looked at me.
他说：“你等等啊。” 他说你等一下。
He said, wait a moment.
他就去拿了一把那个咚咚咚咚的那个大台的那个专业的工具来啊。
And he took one of his professional tools.
他说你看这个用这个。
And he said, if you use this.
啊，两秒钟就下来了。
And it would take 2 seconds to take this
out. 真的啊，他做很快啊。
And indeed, he did it very quickly.
啊，两个螺丝 ，crong crong， 然后就拆起来了。
And two screws took 2 seconds to take it out and removed.
我在家里搞了一个多小时，连那个上面的板子都拆不下来啊。
And spent an hour at home, and I can't even take out the board and from the car.
他说很简单呐，非常简单呐。
He said, so easy.
我说你那个机器借我，我也很简单啊。
I said, if you lend me your tools, then it'll be easy for me too.
哦，所以啊，有时候啊，问题不是在谁比较有力气啊。
And the problem is, it's not who has more strength.
工具不正确啊，有时候啊做的半死，没有任何结果啊。
And if you do not have the right tools, and you spend all your energy, and you will not have the results.
那所以啊，我们今天做圣工也要预备好正确的工具啊。
And so today to serve holy work, you must have the right tools.
正确的工具在正确的场合有正确的结果。
And the right tool at the right moment, will have the right results.
那这是什么工具呢
？And what kind of tools we're talking about?
这里讲说。两刃的利剑啊
！He says here a double-edged sword.
我们来看一下希伯来书哦。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
好，希伯来书。
Hebrews.
希伯来书的第四章。
Hebrews chapter four.
希伯来书的第四章。
Hebrews chapter four.
第十二节。
Verse twelve.
希伯来书的第四章第十二节。
Hebrews chapter four, verse twelve.
十二节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至灵和魂、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明啊！那这里告诉我们说啊，两刃的利剑是什么啊？
He tells us what is a double-edged sword?
说就是神的道啊。
That is the word of God.
所以我们今天做圣工的每一个人啊，必须要有神的道在手上啊。
And so for those who are involved with holy work, we must have the words of God.
我们有时候看到教会很多工作要做。
And we see there are many works in the church.
但是有的人啊，越做事越做越服事啊，越有力量啊。
And some people, the more they work, the more they have strength.
啊，但是有些人却越服事啊，越消极，越服事越没有力气啊。
And some when they, the more they work, the more fatigued they become.
为什么？
And why?
因为他们在工作当中常常感受不到神的能力，看不到神的作为啊。
Because in their work, they cannot experience God's words.
为什么看不到神的能力，看不到神的作为？
And they cannot see God's strength and God's doing.
因为常常做工想要靠自己的方法来解决别人的问题啊。
Because they often want to use their methods to solve other problems.
所以我们做了很多。
So we did many things.
付出很多。
We pay many things.
努力很多。
And we have putting a lot of effort.
结果很少。
But we do not have a lot of results.
如果我们一直要用自己的方式来服侍神，这就是结果啊。
And if we often want to use our own ways to serve God, then this is the result.
那曾经有一个老师哦。
And there was a teacher.
他一直想要哇，想要做好老师。
And he wanted to become a good teacher all the time.
他希望学生都喜欢他。
He wished that all the students would love him.
哦，所以啊，他上课的时候啊，很自由啊。
And so he has a lot of freedom in his classes.
上课带巧克力，带糖果。
And so he brought candies and chocolates to the class.
学生讲话没有关系，吵闹没有关系，我们大家都快乐就好。
And for students to yell and talk is fine as long as everybody's happy.
结果一节课下来，教得乱七八糟。
And after the class, everything is a mess.
学得一塌糊涂。
And people did not learn.
啊，只有吃巧克力而已。
And the student only had chocolates.
学生还是不喜欢他。
And the student still doesn't like him.
为什么？
And why?
很有心，但是工具错误啊。
He has the heart, but he did not use the right tool.
哦，所以我们今天服侍神，方法要正确。
And so today to serve God, we have to have the right method.
这里说神的道如同两刃的利剑啊。
Here tells us that words of God is like a double-edged sword.
所以今天服侍神一定要用神的道理做根基啊。
And to serve, we must use the words of God as the foundation.
教会任何活动都是这样子。
And in every activity in church, it's
the same. 如果今天教会的活动没有以神的道作为根基。
If an activity from church did not have the words of God as the foundation,
大家来玩啊，吃啊，喝啊。
And people come here to have fun to eat.
结果结束之后啊，大家就走了。
And after the service, people would just leave.
有没有感动？
And are they moved?
有没有被神的灵充满？
Are they being filled with the Spirit of
God? 人生能不能改变？
And would their life ever change?
没有啊，什么都没有啊。
And there would, none of this would happen.
下次啊，你说要聚会，他不要来啊。
And the next time you have service, he would not come.
你说要吃饭啊，大家全部来啦。
And when you want to, when you say there's a meal, then everyone comes.
如果教会的活动里面没有这种属灵的原则在里面，没有这种属灵的内容。
If the activity of church did not have any content of God's Spirit,
这叫做浪费时间啊。
That is wasting the time.
所以真耶稣教会的活动跟人家很不一样啊。
And so the events in Jesus' church is different from other churches.
真耶稣教会的活动啊，不管从大人到小孩啊，都是以聚会为主啊，聚会祷告，聚会祷告，偶尔给你吃个饭啊。
And so from adults to young children, all the contents of the church service is to worship and pray.
因为我们觉得在属灵的团体里要以属灵的活动为中心啊。
In a spiritual group, we need to have God's Spirit as the center.
啊，我有一次在圣何西教会的时候哦。
And one time in St. Jose Church.
啊，因为圣何西教会的位置啊，它旁边好多间其他的教派啊。
And because its location, it's surrounded by many other churches.
那我那时候啊，我就在一个中午的时候啊，溜到隔壁的教会里面去了。
And so one.
去看看嘛。
One Sabbath, during the afternoon, I went to a different church.
结果我就看到他们那个什么，门口有贴那个 Summer Bible Camp 啊，就是那个暑期圣经营啊。
And this one church, they had a poster that mentioned a summer Bible camp.
我在看他那个安排，我看那个时间的安排表啊，他们的那个 schedule 哈，安排表啊。
And so the program schedule.
早上游泳。
In the morning, you have swimming class.
下午打网球。
In the afternoon, there's tennis class.
晚上 barbecue.
And nighttime, there's a barbecue.
然后萤火晚会。
And then there's a bonfire event.
隔天早上游泳。
And the next morning, swimming.
下午打网球。
Afternoon tennis.
每天啊，每天都是这样子。
And it's the same every day.
我就在那里跟他们里面人讲了一下。
And so I spoke to the people in charge.
我说啊，你们这个安排蛮好的嘛，蛮快乐的嘛。
I think this is a very funny schedule.
啊，不是圣经营吗？啊，圣经在哪里？
Isn't this a Bible study camp? What's the event with the Bible?
他说有啊有啊，你看下午这里啊。
He said, "Look at the afternoon."
这是自由选项啊，自由选择的啊。
And there's a self pick activity.
啊，看你要去圣经读圣经，还是要去钓鱼啊？
And do you want to read the Bible or go fishing?
他说不这样啊，没有人会来参加。
He said, if we don't schedule like this, no one would register.
但是有看过真耶稣教会的安排表的哈，就知道了哈。
If you have seen a schedule from Church's Church, then you know.
钓鱼，做梦吧。
There's no way we have fishing activities.
还游泳，不可能啊。
And it's impossible that we have a swimming class.
真耶稣教会的活动啊，其实它的很 tense 啊，密集度非常高啊。
And the schedule of Jesus Church events are very tense.
早上七点起来读经祷告，到晚上九点十点才让你去睡觉啊。
And you wake up 7 in the morning to pray, and then you have and you read the Bible, and you sleep at 10 o'clock at night.
我跟你讲，这种活动啊，你放到别的地方去啊，没有人会参加，全部跑光光啊。
If you put this kind of event elsewhere, no one will come attend.
啊，但是在真耶稣教会，一年参加的人数比一年多啊。
But in Jesus Church, every year we have more participants.
为什么？
And why?
因为只有借着这样子属灵的灵修功夫，你才能够真正感受到神啊。
Because only through this type of spiritual cultivation, then you can truly experience God.
那种啊，吃吃喝喝、玩玩闹闹啊，结果之后啊，没有神啊，只是很好玩而已啊。
And those events that you just have fun and special activities, you cannot experience God.
好像很开心，但是内心很空虚啊。
It seems like you have a lot of fun, but inside you are very, very empty.
啊，好像跟很多人在一起啊，但是里面呐、啊、却是非常空洞的啊。
And although you have spent time with many people, but inside you are still very empty.
因为一个人的内心的空虚，只有靠神的话、神的道理才能够得到满足的。
And because the empty heart of a man can only be filled by the Spirit of God.
哦，所以我们今天做圣工、推动各样圣工，都要以神的道为基础啊。
And so we want to proclaim God's gospel, we have to use the words of God as the foundation.
团契一定要有聚会。
And to have fellowship, must have service.
哦，在聚会当中得到神话语的滋润。
And through the service, you've been nourished by the words of God.
如同两刃的利剑啊，真正刺入我们的内心啊。
And like the double-edged sword, and pierced into your heart.
使我们能够看清楚自己啊。
And that we can truly see ourselves clearly.
这样子啊，我们的灵性才会成长。
In this way, our spirituality will grow.
好，所以我们今天啊，做圣工，武器要带好。
And so today, in order to serve, we must have the good, the right tools.
而且这个剑要很利啊，很利哦。
And the sword must be very sharp.
啊，你说啊，哎呀，我也是用剑啊。
And you said.Yeah, I'm using a sword as well.
这个剑已经很久没有磨啦。
And the sword has not been sharpened.
头都已经钝掉啦。
And the head is not very sharp anymore.
啊，不要刺人啊，刺猪肉都刺不过去啊。
You cannot even pierce a piece of pork.
那今天有时候啊，很多工人啊，那个剑很钝呐。
And a lot of workers, their sword is not sharp anymore.
哦，每次啊，要跟人家跟带慕道者要谈道理啊。
And every time when they want to talk to truth seekers in regard to the truth,
慕道者问你说，为什么要去你的教会
？And the truth seeker said, "Why must we go to your church?"
我也不知道哎。
And you reply, "I don't know either."
你的教会有什么特别
？And what's so special about your church?
哦，好像都一样哦。
And seems like we're the same.
哦，所以啊，那就是什么剑很钝呐。
That means your sword is not sharp.
根本刺不进人的心啊。
It cannot pierce the heart of man.
所以我们今天要常常把这个剑磨利磨亮。
And we have to sharp our swords and sharp it good.
就是要常常读经祷告有灵修的生活。
And we have to have a life of reading the Bible.
常常聚会听到，使我们对道理有更深刻的了解。
And often go to service to have a better understanding of the Bible.
常常祷告，求圣灵给我们勇气跟力量。
And often pray and ask the Spirit to give us strength and courage.
啊，不会每次啊，哇，慕道者问一个问题啊，那问题就很害怕，赶快跑掉啊。
And not that every time when you face a truth seeker, you are afraid to answer their questions.
哦，每次我都常常被叫啊，传道传道，你来呀、啊，你来呀、啊。
And often being asked, Pastor.To come to explain.
其实那些问题的答案你们都知道。
But in truth, you know the answers to those questions.
信主信了二三十年，你也该知道了吧
？You have believed for 20 or 30 years, you should know those questions.
很多时候答案我们都知道。
And often we know the answers to those questions.
啊，可是我们会害怕，都不敢讲。
But we're afraid to speak out.
哦，所以我们要靠圣灵给我们力量啊。
We have to rely on the Spirit to give us strength.
道理上自己预备好。
And to prepare ourselves on the truth.
常常灵修把那个剑磨亮。
And to often cultivate and sharpen the sword.
常常祷告求圣灵给我们勇气。
And often pray to ask God to give us courage.
所以使我们手拿利刃能够刺入人的心中。
So we can hold on to this, the sharp sword and pierce into the heart of man.
能够把那个骨头跟骨节都剖开，让人的心意在神面前显明。
And to pierce through the bone and marrow and for those truth seekers to understand the will of God.
使一个人能够真正看清楚自己。
And to allow someone to truly see themselves.
被神的道所刺透所感动。
And to be moved and pierced by the truth of God.
如同在那个使徒行传里面啊。
As if it was in recording Acts.
使徒行传里面啊，那个彼得讲完道之后啊。
And when Peter finished his sermon.
他说听的人啊，心都被刺痛啊。
And those who listened were been pierced by the words.
所以他们就问彼得说，弟兄啊，我要怎么样才能得救啊。
And they asked Peter, brother, what must we do in order to be saved?
这个是神的道理的力量。
And that is the power of God's gospel.
不是人的经验。
It's not the experience of man.
不是人的口才。
It's not the speech of man.
神的话感动人，改变人，刺透人的心。
And it's the words of God that move people and pierce their hearts.
这是我们每一个做工的人、服侍的人必须要有的武器。
And this is a tool and weapon that every one of us holy workers should have.
带着两刃的利剑。
And to carry the double-edged sword.
然后能够好好的去服侍神。
And in order to serve God.
我们第一节先到这边哦。
And we'll conclude our first session.
好，我们先一起低头默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.